Evie, look! We made it!
Finally! I was this close to passing out on that last hill. For a second there, I thought you'd leave me behind.
Never! There is no way I could do that to my best friend. And if I did that, then who's going to have my back when I deal with old flame breath over there?
It really does exist then. My God, Eleanor.
What do you think it looks like?
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking a cross between a large snake and your next door neighbor, Madame Cordelia.
You know, the way she growls at anyone who even breathes near her precious petunias, that might just be an accurate description.
What do you think it looks like?
I was thinking something along the lines of that boy who tried to kiss you during the festival last spring.
Ugh. Hector? You know, ever since he stopped that wolf from attacking the town square, he's been acting like he's entitled to everything. Ugh. And everyone.
Ha! Like shaking a little stick at a wolf really makes him a hero.
Well, I mean, he did save those two boys. It's just that he didn't have to act like such a self-absorbed ass about it afterwards.
If you say so. Thank goodness you were able to get rid of him. I didn't want to have to punch a merchant's son during the festival.
I think he got the message once I shoved him and his wandering hands into the fountain.
Are you still on for this?
Yes, of course. Totally. Slaying a dragon? Easy.
It's all right, you know. It's natural to be afraid. You can tell me.
I'm fine, Ellie. I'm obviously not as used to these things as you are.
Trust me. When you've gone on as many quests as I have, you'll wish you weren't used to it. God, last month with a sea serpent? Exhausting. Not to mention, it took me a whole week to get the smell of fish out of my hair.
I'm sure. Still, it must be wonderful to get to visit all those different lands and kingdoms.
I guess, but I'm really glad you've come along this time. No one's got my back like you do.
I've never been this far south before. You know, murderous dragon notwithstanding, this place is really beautiful.
And once we get rid of the big guy, it'll be even more beautiful. Anyway, I was thinking we could camp out here for the night. You know, get some rest, figure out strategy, then as soon as dawn breaks, hi-ya! We're going straight for that dragon's head.
Sounds good to me.
And now, two courageous, cunning, and indisputably charming, might I add, dragon slayers sit down to a very delayed, but very well-deserved dinner. Ooh, here, have some of this. So, Isabel...
You mean Isabel, whose family controls the silk trade in the north?
Yes, her. Anyway, she told me all about this special bread that their family's cook makes. They use herbs that you can only find across the Samaran Sea. I swear it is the best bread you will ever try in your life. I honestly could never go back to the one sold at market day.
Never been one to turn away from free food, am I? Oh, yeah. Totally different. Good different.
Isn't it the best?
Would really kill for one of Maria's cakes right now. Have you been to her bakery recently? I went last week and she has this new recipe where she puts mango.
No. I'm trying to lay off the heavy stuff. Have to keep things toned and ready for the next adventure, you know?
Right.
Jeez. You think I'd get tired of doing that? Shut up! No one wants to hear your awful wailing!
Ooh, that reminds me. I've been meaning to tell you about my Aunt Beatrice.
Okay. I'm going to brush over the fact that a shrieking dragon suddenly reminded you of your aunt, the world-famous opera singer, and I most definitely will not be bringing it up the next time she comes for a visit. So, what about her?
She sent a letter asking if I wanted to come visit Arcovia. They have the most beautiful palaces and gardens there. You know how much I love my flowers. And she said I could even try out for an apprenticeship while I'm there. It all sounds awfully exciting.
Doesn't she live across the Samarin?
Yes! And that's another thing I'm looking forward to. I've never been on a ship voyage that long before, and I can't wait to see what it's like. Oh, I've always dreamed about life on the high seas.
How long would you be gone?
I mean, I don't know, a few years maybe? Wouldn't that be grand, though? I'd be just like you, going off on my own adventures. Who knows? Maybe I'll come across a dragon or two and give you a run for your money. Or you could come with me. Anyone would be lucky to have the magnificent Eleanor as their apprentice. I'm sure we could both find...
No. I couldn't possibly. You know I have responsibilities here.
Oh. Right. Of course.
And if I can speak plainly, Phoebe, are you sure you're prepared for something like that? I had a cousin who undertook that same trip, and she was miserable. Rough waters, the length of the voyage, it's a difficult crossing. Sailing isn't for everyone, you know?
I mean, I'm sure I'll be fine.
Not to mention that it's a long way from home. I mean, forget about me. I know how close you are to your parents, Phoebe. Your sisters. Don't you think you'd miss them? Phoebe, you know I love you. But I know you. Sometimes I think better than you know yourself, eh? Come on, Phoebe. I was only trying to be realistic. You know I believe that you're capable of anything. You're one of the strongest people I know. I mean, strong enough to face down a dragon with me, right?
Anyway, those plans are way into the future. But for tomorrow, how exactly are we facing down, you know, tomorrow? What's our game plan?
Well, I was thinking of doing the same thing I did when I freed Prince Jacobus from that island full of pirates.
Oh yeah, you've told me that
right.
story.
Right, so the prince's entire retinue came along for the rescue. By the way, that's the last time I accept a quest from them. Always up to their ears in protocol. Anyway, I took the lead and cut down any pirates we came across, and they watched my back in case any of them tried to sneak up on us. I thought we could do the same here. I'll go first, and you come in right behind me and keep an eye out. You know, just in case the dragons got any little dragon juniors ready to pop out at us. You can totally handle any dragonettes, they're easy enough. And that'll leave me free to completely focus on slaying old Fireball.
Wait, what?
Phoebe, relax. I'm sure there aren't any actual baby dragons populating the fort. And if there are, like I said, they're practically harmless.
No, that's not what I mean.
What then?
You said that you would be slaying.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's disgusting and blood gets everywhere, but just breathe through your mouth and you should be fine.
I'm not worried about it being disgusting. I want to know...
What?
Well, why can't we slay it together?
I mean, we're going for stealth here. And two girls stomping up to a dragon would be way noisier than just one of us. And let's face it, you're not exactly a graceful swan.
But I am taller than you. And that means I could get to it faster. And reach up higher. It's got to be, what, at least 20 feet tall? I can climb up to a ledge and be in the perfect position to strike.
Or you could trip over your feet and wake it up before we're ready.
I think I'd be careful enough not to trip in the middle of battling
a dragon.
You say that
now, but you don't know what it's like facing down one of these monsters. It's different. It's not like the stories they used to tell us as kids. It's real. They're real. Their flames are real. Their claws, their teeth are real. And the pain they could inflict on you would be very, very real. All right. Fine. Say you do slay the dragon. Are you ready for what comes after? If you return to the village drenched in blood, clutching the dragon's head as your trophy, what do you think the people will do?
Shout, hurrah! Phoebe the Great Dragon Slayer returns triumphant! Heap treasures upon me and sing ballads in my honor!
Sure. Maybe for a day. And you might love the attention for a while. Until the next blight comes upon our land. The next monster. The next invading army. Then who do you think the kingdom will send as its champion? You won't just be a dragon slayer to them, Phoebe. You'll be their token warrior to toss at whatever problem the kingdom needs dealing with.
Well, you don't seem to have a problem with that.
You're right. I don't. But don't forget that I know you, Phoebe. Being this kingdom's champion isn't easy. It isn't just pushing some boy into a fountain. It's real work. Difficult work. It means less time at home with your family. No more shopping on market day with your sisters. No more visits to Maria's bakery. No more quiet afternoons in the gardens.
But if there were two of us out there, wouldn't that be better for everyone? Two heroes, twice the glory, but with the work divided between us. Surely that means we'd both have more freedom.
It doesn't work like that. I know how you're hoping things will go, Phoebe. I really do. But only one of us has done this before. And only one of us knows how these stories end. Once they know you're capable of slaying a mighty dragon, do you think people would ever leave you alone? Do you think they'd just let you journey across the ocean to be with your aunt? All so that Arcovia can claim you as their champion? I'm gonna turn in now. Just think about what I said, Phoebe.
Yeah.
Good night, Phoebe.
And of course, you managed to fall asleep right away, even with a dragon next door. Unflappable, unshakable Eleanor. Nothing could stop her from getting what she wants. Not a fire-breathing dragon, not a man-eating ogre. And not her best friend. I could do it, you know. Kill the dragon, be the hero. I know it isn't easy. I know I've always fallen two steps behind you our entire lives, but I could do more, be more. We're both here, aren't we? We both made the journey. We're both 100 miles from everyone and everything we know. I don't know why only one of us should get all the glory. Who am I kidding? I know exactly why. You couldn't do it, could you? You couldn't bear the idea of someone else getting all the love, all the attention. You can take on ogres and pirates and dragons, no problem. But it would kill you to have to stand next to me and watch me receive all the praise for once. Is that why you became my friend, Ellie? All those years ago? I always wondered. You were so confident, so charming. You could have had a whole army of friends up here with you, girls who would follow you into the depths of hell if you asked. Did you only bring me along because you knew? You knew that I was the one person who wouldn't rob you of your glory. That I would never even dare, because I would always have your back? That's why, isn't it? That's why you don't want me leaving. Not because you're worried about me. Not because you think I'll get homesick. You're afraid. Afraid I'll outgrow you. Be bigger, stronger, happier than you. Someday you think maybe you won't need me anymore, and that's fine. But you can't possibly fathom the idea that it's going to be me who won't need you.
What? Phoebe? Did you say something? Are you okay? What's wrong?
Yes. I mean, no, nothing's wrong. Go back to sleep, Ellie.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Hey, make sure you get some rest, too. Big day tomorrow. Love you, Phoebe.
Love you, too. Ellie, wake up. It's morning.
Good morning. You good? You get enough rest?
I'm good.
You got everything? Phoebe? Hello? Did you hear me?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have everything I'm going to need.
Then come on. Let's do this.
Wait.
Yeah? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's great.
Great. So, you ready to slay a dragon?
Yeah, I'm ready.